They want to reduce bias in jury selection and expand the pool of prospective jurors. So to accomplish that, the state Supreme Court has adopted a grand total of 25 changes to the jury selection process. And among those, I'm not going to go through all 25 here, but the key ones are it's now going to be a one-day, one-trial term for petit jury service. You won't have to call in a succession of days. One day, one trial, then you're done for, I think it's a three-year span before they'll tap you on the shoulder again. They want to remove fines for not showing up to jury duty in most circumstances. Don't get any ideas. Adding a QR code to the jury notices. They'll make it easier for you to connect to any kind of online information. Asking about race, ethnicity, and gender on the juror qualification questionnaire. Targeting outreach in what are considered to be underrepresented communities. Requiring implicit bias training for judges and staff. They also plan on enhancing juror instruction to reinforce awareness of implicit bias. They want to publish annual demographic data on jurors. Educating the public on the importance of jury duty is also among their list of things to do. Some of these will take effect immediately, others not until 2023. And as of September 1st, after showing the video explaining implicit bias, judges will ask potential jurors if they can still decide the case fairly and impartially, or if anyone's quote-unquote personal characteristics would make it difficult to decide the case. Yeah, that kind of sounds like another exit door for someone who really doesn't want to be there, doesn't it? Court also approved two recommendations, but they have to go through the state legislature first to become official. One would allow people with criminal convictions who have completed their sentence to have their eligibility restored to serve on a jury. And the other, miracles of miracles, would hike juror pay. The last time I looked at it, around $5 a day. Committee also asked the legislature to consider exploring new ways to create jury lists. Now, the court did miss an important point. Now, seriously, they failed to come up with a policy declaring who gets to decide what channel on the TV in the jury waiting room is tuned to, as well as whether watching Law & Order reruns while waiting to be called into a courtroom constitutes as creating a bias.